Alright, everybody, welcome to All Talk, All Ashes, the podcast that covers all things Ashes of Creation related. My name is Ferenczi, your kind of MMO variety gamer, and I'm joined by my brother Subjective.
Hello again.
If you're not familiar, again, we are here to kind of break down information about Ashes of Creation. There's a lot of information out there through, you know, dev streams, conversations, all these different interviews. So our goal is to just kind of, you know, talk about some of the different things going on in Ashes, maybe theorize, you know, use some of our experience playing MMOs and just kind of talk about it a little bit. If you're into that, we definitely appreciate if you'd consider liking the video on YouTube, subscribing to the channel for future videos. You could certainly join our Discord as well for some additional conversation. The link will be in the description below. But today, we're going to be talking about in a little bit more detail, Node Wars. We actually have covered, you know, castle nodes and nodes in general in some previous episodes. Check that out if you haven't. Might make this a little bit easier about what we're going to kind of discuss today. But we're really going to be digging into node wars. So kind of like bigger, larger, you know, PvP or political things happening between nodes in Ashes of Creation. So again, some of this stuff we'll reference previous things, so we'll try to cover what we can. But yeah, just to give you a little bit of background, again, we've covered it previously with castle nodes and all that good stuff. But basically what a node war is just kind of a war breaking out between nodes. And there's, you know, things like vassal nodes, which are kind of like nodes underneath the larger nodes. And those can't declare war, but the head honcho nodes can actually kind of go to war with each other. So kind of some interesting mechanics there. Admittedly, doing some research, there's really not much information out there about node wars, which is probably why it was hinted at in the last developer stream. Why we'll probably actually, hopefully, for this upcoming developer stream here in a couple weeks, that hopefully we'll get some more information on awards. And I think it's going to be a really exciting thing. So basically, the goal of this podcast is really we're going to do some speculation. We might make some predictions, just kind of talk about like maybe some of our experience in, you know, larger scale PvP, which generally Node Wars is going to be a part of that, as well as some other things that can happen along with it. So we're just going to kind of talk about that and see where it goes.
Actually, one second. I want to throw you a curveball, just so maybe our viewers out there can get to know us a little better. Which game are you currently? What kind of game are you playing right now?
At the moment, the main game I'm playing is Star Citizen.
Ooh, how's that going?
That's pretty good. I definitely been having a pretty good time with it. Star Citizen's definitely an interesting game. Kind of gives me almost Ashes vibes, you know, larger scale. A lot of different types of gameplay can kind of go in. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to find something that can give me that Ashes MMO vibe. And I think Star Citizen's kind of itching it right now, even though, you know, still has issues, still things going on for sure.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. I think, that game's been in development a long time. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm just doing a little thing for our viewers. So I'm really knee deep in Diablo 4 Season 4 right now. So that's kind of scratching my itch right now as we wait for Alpha 2 here. And I just wanted to mix it up a little so maybe people can learn something about us and what we're doing. And then let us dive into this Node Wars 2.0.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a lot of Node Wars discussion. At least probably more predictions, probably more theorizing, which I know I love to do. I don't know if you guys like to hear it, but you know, we've got a lot of experience with different MMOs and playing MMOs, so hopefully some of our predictions and experiences can kind of like, you know, give some perspective on maybe what we'll see or maybe what they'll talk about in the upcoming dev stream here as well. So I guess we'll kind of kick it off like what's, you know, again, based on the limited information we kind of know, maybe tying in stuff that we talked about like in castle sieges and castle nodes and all that. What's kind of interests you about this idea? And we have touched on it briefly, but like what's something that, you know, really interests you about node versus node wars that might pop up in Ashes of Creation?
Well, as if anyone's been listening to every one of our podcasts would know, it's the, from at least from my point of view, is player created content here again. Obviously, these are triggered by players declaring or nodes declaring wars on each other, and that's usually one player initiating a war against another. So that's player created content. Obviously, I love that. Since the last video, we were a little more noobish in our podcast back then, but we've done a lot more research and we found out some. We did theorize and find out some things that, I think we did theorize in our last Node Wars podcast that we were hoping, like, maybe small vassal nodes could rise up against the big, like, the main node and start a civil war and stuff. And apparently that's not the case. I can kind of understand why. I mean, it would be kind of cool, but it could also create a lot of chaos. So I can understand why they have that limitation in there. Would I like to see that implemented? Yes. I mean, even if they just test it in Alpha 2 and it's terrible, I would just like to see how it goes. It probably would go bad, probably because you know how players are. Like, some people just like declare war on everything just because they can. But yeah, I'm really interested in how these wars trigger, and the large-scale battles are probably my two most exciting things about Node Wars in general.
Yeah, and just to kind of follow up, yeah, it's one of the things in like doing a lot of research for this podcast, is there's so much information. Like I said, there's a whole wiki, and that's pretty massively filled out with a whole bunch of information. So just kind of like clicking on a very small Node Wars article within the wiki was like, oh, like, yeah, like you can't actually have like a civil war, which in some of the other stuff we were looking at, like wasn't actually even mentioned, like when we're talking about like castle sieges and nodes and things like that. So
yeah,
it's just one of those things, like, you know, that the more you kind of do, the more you, you know, dig, you'll find like a random quote here or like a random bit of information, like, oh, okay. And things are subject to change too, right? Like in a lot of cases, this is coming from, you know, Steven doing an interview like, you know, a couple of years ago. So who even knows? And kind of, I would take the dev streams more as gospel, especially of late, because, you know, they seem to have a pretty firm grasp on the game. But yeah, so, you know, we're still learning, you know, a lot of things ongoing. But, you know, Node versus Node Wars, for me, like it's really interesting. You know, I'm really excited for this upcoming dev stream. I think this is like something for me, because I think it is, I think you'd probably agree, this is probably going to be fairly PvP oriented. There could be some elements coming in, like, you know, maybe economics, right? Maybe that's why, you know, when Node War kicks up, maybe one node in one area is maybe kind of has a monopoly on a certain type of resource, and maybe they want more access. So I am kind of curious to see how the mechanics themselves are going to play out, and something that I'm really interested, like, can one node actually conquer other parts of the node? It looks like, according to the wiki, it looks like you can destroy potential nodes if they're a level 3 node, which I think is a village or lower, and then hopefully those sound like they can be kind of resettled. So maybe there's some potential for kind of actually conquering and taking over certain areas, but it doesn't sound like maybe we'll actually be able to, like, you know, wipe out a big city like a metropolis, which is kind of like the highest tier node, I think a level 6. So that's what I'm really interested to see. I'm excited for, like, you know, these kind of, we've talked about it in the past, like all these kind of like political things that can happen, but also the actual like on the ground mechanics, like how are those going to work? Is it just going to be, you know, conquering, you know, the siege or the castle nodes in that area? Is it going to be a matter of wiping out things? Like all those things to me, like, really intrigue me for how Node Wars are all kind of going to play out in Ashes of Creation.
Yeah. And then also the cool thing is nodes are like, you choose the node you want to join. All nodes have, like I said, we've gone over this before, nodes have different types. It's kind of like
citizens too.
Yeah, citizens. So there's kind of like PV, we already went over this, I'm just gonna give you a brief run. There's PvP oriented nodes, there's PvE oriented nodes, or economic nodes, you know, stuff like that. And it really interesting to see how it all works out. Like, I'm gonna get into a little theory crafting here at the same time we're discussing this, because like I said, we believe the next dev update is going to be a huge update on Node Wars. And like I said, it's been quite a while since we've seen a big update on Node Wars. And it is a core, probably a significant core part of the game, at least the end game loop, or just in general for the game. So one of my theories is like, it does say you can hire mercenary NPCs to defend nodes during sieges. So one of my theories is, could like economic nodes maybe hire more because they are more economic oriented and they have more money. Maybe military nodes could maybe, since they're military focused, they might not be able to hire any many NPCs, but they have maybe some node benefits that make them defend better. Attacking a node is supposed to be really difficult for the attackers. Like, you have to have a lot of defenders have an advantage attacking mode. So I'm kind of interested to see how a war between like an economic node and a military node would play out. Like I said, economic node, could they hire more NPCs to help them defend? Whereas a military node might, if they get attacked by, say, an economic node, that military node might just have, I don't know, maybe they have like the outpost towers that they could throw archers up in and stuff like that. I mean, I'm interested to see. The biggest thing is I'm interested to see is how all these different node types can mix in with these wars, because like I said, they have different types, and like which will like do some certain ones have advantage for defending or attacking, or vice versa.
No, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's definitely gonna be a big question, something that I want to see answered. I kind of along with I mentioned it a little bit before, but like just like the level that which these wars can kind of reach. I don't know like exactly like how many nodes, for example, are gonna be within kind of a larger node, like a zone for a node. How many are gonna be that level 3 node or lower? Right, how much impact can a war actually have kind of within Ashes of Creation? Is it going to be mainly like a vanity thing, like hey, we're at war, like if you come in on our area we'll kill you, if you come in if we come to yours we will attack you, or is there actually going to be like meaningful change that can happen? That's the thing I'm really excited to kind of dig into that you kind of touched on a little bit there too. But because I mean too, one thing that like we haven't talked about yet, which is like the fact that like imagine if you have like an apartment that you bought or were renting, or maybe like a house or something like within like a node that can be destroyed, like how impactful that's going to be potentially, like getting uprooted within these wars. If you're kind of in that level 3 village, maybe you have like a small thing going on. I can't remember if freeholds can be within the level 3 node or not, or how that kind of works out, or but that is, there is the potential, and it's something I've seen like through some of our other research, talking about like housing and things like that, is how those things can be potentially destroyed, right? And so that's going to be really crazy too, which I like. Again, I know that maybe not everybody will.
Actually, can we talk about that a little bit? Like, I think you're leading on to something really good right there. Like, I mean, if you have a significant economic investment in, like you said your apartment gets destroyed and you might lose it, right? Then that one to me would mean you would have more, I mean, you would want to defend yourself more, right? Like, you have a bigger interest. If someone declares war on you, you're going to be more willing to want to actually defend your node because you have something to lose, right?
No, definitely. I definitely agree with you. Like to me, that's part of the big thing, is like really trying to get people invested. And that's the thing I've always kind of like, why I've never been into some MMOs that are have like smaller scale like Battlegrounds PvP and like things like that, because like there's just, to me, there's just no investment beyond maybe like a personal investment, like a small like, oh, I'm earning like honor for PvP, like I can get some like okay gear or that's cool, but like it's really like a grander investment, like you said, like literally maybe you're trying to defend your node where you have like a house or a home or something there that like you're truly invested in. So like you're gonna do whatever you can to kind of defend it, and kind of get out there and actually try to protect these things. It's really interesting. It's scary in some ways, because I know there's definitely gonna be people that like that's like, oh my God, I could lose like a ton of stuff potentially. And maybe there'll be some mechanics to mitigate that. Maybe you won't actually lose your stuff. Maybe it'll go into storage somewhere. I don't know. Or maybe like you're gonna have to evacuate your stuff if your village comes under siege and you have a lot of things there. Like maybe that's something like, hey, I gotta get a caravan and like take this thing out of here to somewhere else. Who knows? Like those things can all kind of add some meaning as well, and kind of interest in the game. But it's something that I'm really curious to see how it unfolds, because yeah, getting that investment is so important to me. If I actually care about something, then I'm much more likely to participate in it versus, like, you know, if it's just kind of superficial, like, you know, it's like a team deathmatch game and it's kind of like, who cares, right? You know, if we lose, all right, yeah, I'm competitive, I want to win, but, you know, I'll just queue up another battleground and go back in. So actually the potential to lose things, and I've mentioned it, like when I've talked about like Tarkov, like I like being having setbacks, I like things, you know, disappearing and losing items and stuff like that. So this might just be that, but on like a whole nother level, if we're talking about like losing your home where you have like, you know, gardens and crafting materials and all different
that you spend money on also, right?
Right.
Well, I'm gonna throw you another, like I said, you keep talking about great stuff, like, yeah, you could lose an investment, right? And then I'm reading here on the wiki as you're doing that too, to kind of follow up, right? And I'm reading, whereas, like, if you have a city or a metropolis node, which is a really high level node, right, those have a considerable defensive advantage. So again, this makes you want to invest in your node more, because and upgrade in your node, because if you have a higher level node, it's going to be much harder to attack. So that kind of gives you a buffer right there. Like I said, you're going to be wanting to, you know, do commissions, whatever it is the mayor says to, you know, upgrade your node. You, like, once, like I said, you, when you commit to a node in Ashes of Creation, you've got to commit, because, like, you have, like I said, we don't know if you're going to lose everything, if it gets, you know, if it gets damaged or whatever, like you were talking about, but it sounds like investing in your node is, like, something everyone has to do, because you want all the advantages you can get. Like, if you have a level 5 or 6 node, it's much harder to take than, say, like a level 3 node. So,
no, yeah,
I was just throwing that out there as you're talking about, like, possibly losing stuff. Like, so investing in your node is not only key for defensive reasons, but it's also like you want to protect your investment too. So,
yeah, and I think I realized I may have misread. I think. Sounds like maybe you can only, I guess you can't siege nodes that are lower than 3. Is that how it works? It's only 3 or higher. Is that
to just, I don't know. This is kind of, it says node sieges enable players to destroy nodes starting a village. So I guess lower than 3, it sounds like it's protected. Okay.
Okay.
But I think higher than 3, I think there's a, what is, I think maybe 5. It says cities and metropolises. I'm thinking that's the highest level.
Yeah, I think that's 5 and 6.
Yeah, metropolis is a 6 or 5, right? Yeah. So a metropolis would be significantly harder to take than, say, 1 level lower, a town.
Yes.
So you're gonna wanna, like, invest in your node, because you don't want the enemy just to walk. Obviously, gonna get to 3, but you just don't want the enemy to walk in there at when you're stage 3 and have, like, a much easier chance. So it gives you an incentive to, but that also gives the big cities, right? Because I think you can have only 1 metropolis, or was there was a level 6? God, I can't remember.
I believe, yeah, I think it's only 1 metropolis per,
yeah,
I forgot the terminology, but like the zone of influence, or like your area, kind of like all the nodes that kind of fall under that metropolis, like, you can only have
and
1.
The vassal nodes, you can only have X amount of more, like, level 4 vassal nodes, and then you go down to village. So when you're in a big node system, you're going to have lower level nodes around you, because the vassals cannot get higher than the main node. So the big node,
so
metropolis,
here
has an incentive to defend the little nodes also. Because if they're all into a big pool into the same node, they don't want the little nodes to fall either. So it sounds like a good, interesting way to engage people in defending their territory, and like I said, attacking the main metropolis in a node will be very difficult, but it seems like you can push that far if you can.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, like I said, when you join a node, it's not really like a guild, but you want everyone in that node to be working together, or you're going to be kind of at a disadvantage.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm glad to kind of clarify that, because I thought it was 3 or lower, but it's actually 3 or higher. So that's actually pretty more significant. Like, because cities, you know, metropolises and cities and towns, which are above villages, right? Those are even Yeah, that's significant, right? Those are like massive investments players have made.
They are.
So like potentially like those getting sieged, or right? That could be truly epic, right? Getting to kind of see that. Like, and I have like kind of like, you know, faint, you know, kind of memories of just like castle sieges in like Dark Ages of Camelot, you know, and those were really cool. So like I can only imagine like if you were, you know, on the grand scale of like sieging like a metropolis, like how crazy that would be. You know, I kind of think of like a Hollywood type movie, you know, like we gotta defend our last city kind of thing. And so like that's gonna be insane. Cool. Like that's gonna be wild.
Well, here's another one to throw at you, right? Like you were talking about Dark Age of Camelot, right? So when you're attacking the smaller nodes, like is there like say your two nodes are at war, right? They're both big and they have a lot of vassal nodes, vassal states, or whatever you want to call them. Is it more beneficial just to go after, like, is there a penalty to attack the metropolis right away? Like, would you gain a slight, I mean, not a huge attack advantage, but would you gain an attack advantage if you slowly work your way up, destroying the smaller vassal nodes, and then you reach the big node? Would be interesting, like, kind of like a progression system for, like, a big battle.
Yeah.
Or will there be just be like, oh no, we're just gonna go build a ton of siege and just go attack the metropolis, like, or will it be like, do you have to take some vassal nodes down to kind of weaken the metropolis a little bit? Now, I wouldn't say like a significant amount, but just to make it, I don't know, a little more interesting. Because if you can just go right in, I mean, unless that could be one thing they could do, but I think you could do that in Dark Age, where if you attacked a bunch of keeps, it would weaken a bigger keep or the guards or something. So,
yeah,
it was worth kind of like attacking the lower keeps. Otherwise, if you just bypass all the lower vassal nodes, it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you want to encourage them to attack the smaller nodes, but I don't know if you also want them to just go right after the big node right away. Either.
Yeah.
Or the big city.
Yeah, it's definitely really interesting too, like because there's a lot of like strategy and like tactics, like because that could lead to some cool stuff. Like maybe you like find a sneak attack, like you sneak in past some defenses, like with some of the smaller nodes, or like maybe there's a military node you bypass, and you know maybe you can work your way into like, you know, potentially getting sieging the metropolis. Or is it going to be like they're going to be mechanic that's kind of set up? So I will say one thing that we do kind of know as far as these node wars is they seem to be like they're going to take place within like a certain time frame, kind of like quote unquote prime time for your server based on the time of your server. I think there was like a number that was, or a timing like range that was thrown out from like 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. you know, so like maybe there won't be quite
server
as much
time, by the way.
Yeah, server time, exactly. And so, and you know, maybe that'll be, you know, kind of limiting factor from like some of those like surprise things happening, because you'll generally kind of have an idea, okay, I know we're attacking during this time frame, so we'll make sure we're ready. But, and I'm going to throw out I'm not lying when I said I'm like the variety MMO gamer. Like I played a ton of MMOs, and it kind of almost reminds me of a little probably oft played MMO by a few called World War II Online. And there was kind of like that element too, like this big strategic element, which was mostly player run. Where, you know, you actually couldn't do that, where you actually had to attack like the frontline towns in order to kind of get to like the bigger city that you could then see, like, you know, attack and siege. So, you know, that coming into play could be kind of interesting. Like maybe you do have to kind of hit those like frontline nodes or like the smaller nodes. You know, will the metropolises, will they be more, you know, centrally located? Could they be like on the border of, you know, another node? Like that's going to be really interesting. There is, and I may try to, maybe I'll try to sneak it into the YouTube video. We'll see. There's under kind of like nodes in Ashes of Creation, there's like this kind of simulation. I don't know if it was from a previous dev stream or just like a kind of standalone video they did that kind of actually simulates like there being like different kind of like larger nodes, like kind of zones of influence under like a bigger node, like a metropolis or like a city. And it kind of goes through and it simulates potentially like, oh, like changes happening, wars happening. So there is kind of that element where, you know, there can be kind of like shifting. It looks like, at least according to this is pretty old, I think, actually, too. So maybe things have changed. Maybe we'll find out more in the upcoming dev stream. But like there is like you know, there's, I see like standalone nodes where it's just one node. And then there's larger nodes that kind of fall into the blanket of like a larger, like metropolis type node. And then, you know, this is constantly seems to be like shifting, whether, you know, be from war or maybe other means, you know, cause that's something too, like we haven't really talked about, like there could be potential, like even like maybe there like nodes, like maybe there's an economic node war that unfolds, right? Maybe like, as I kind of mentioned before, maybe one node has like this grasp over a certain resource or access certain things that like others don't. So maybe, who knows, maybe they can buy their way into some influence and in taking over nodes. Like that'll be curious to see if like that's the type of mechanic things that can happen too, is maybe there's some other ways than just pure PvP and war that, you know, nodes can kind of like change in the hands of different groups or alliances or whatever.
Two economic nodes going to war and whoever can just spend the most money wins.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
Who knows?
Buy like, the most mercenary, and buy the most, pay the most mercenary. I mean, it's interesting. I'm down for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Hey, you don't like farming gold? Just participate in a economic versus economic node war to make
right?
some money.
I mean, that's the stuff we talk about, like with the kind of like the, you know, user generated content. Like those are the things. Like if the systems are in place, like, you know, you can get some really cool things that can happen. But,
it's, yeah, it can also put some at a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as cool as that sounds, it's like if there's only two big economic nodes on your server and they're going at war and one's at a significant disadvantage, I mean, you could have other nodes rally around it for free, but if the other one has lots of money and stuff, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out. Like I said, players are the wild card, and it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. And I think the thing I'm kind of really interested to see is like, are they going to touch on like any of the mechanics of limitation? Like in the past, Stevens always generally seems to be against putting on too many limiting factors on players. Like he kind of wants to see things unfold. But it will be interesting to see, like, you know,
I've been interrupting you so much this podcast.
That's fine.
I just, as you said that, I'm reading a really, so on the wiki, right? Because you're saying, will he place, you know, Steven, like I said, Steven's done a really good upholding his word for Ashes of Creation. Very open development and stuff. So I found this on the wiki under Node Wars from 2017 on Discord. Someone asked him, can we have assassination missions for city officials? And Steven said, those exist. So will, like I said, you just said how all these wild cards come into play, right? Will this still be in 2024 when they, if they do the Node Wars update on at the end of the month? And, you know, because this was from 7 years ago when
right.
he posted that. So it'd be interesting to see if this is still in the game and how much of a wild card this could play in Node Wars.
Yeah, and even like how much of a impact that could have, assuming, I mean, if it was like maybe like an NPC type of official that has like some effect, or you know, maybe they don't respond at all, or maybe they respond after time. If it's like a player, like you'd assume it wouldn't have that much impact, right? Unless like
I have no idea, because one thing we didn't get into so far in this Node Wars 2.0 discussion is the fact that mayors are, we're probably gonna get more into this next week, but I'm going to throw this in there because it's very relevant to the Node Wars again. Apparently, mayors will become really strong in a Node War. It says, mayors are notified when their node is named on a siege declaration scroll. The mayor title unlocks special high-end abilities and stats during siege or events. This almost sounds like the mayor becomes like stronger than the average player, and they may... maybe they like have buffs, like AoE buffs around them, so when they can rally their troops or something, or maybe they have more health, or kind of like, I mean, I don't know, you know, what they plan for this, but it sounds almost like if the mayor's on the battlefield in a Node War, he may be able to like provide buffs or like stats during sieges for like defense and offense. So, I mean, that was kind of cool.
Which is awesome. Like, that'd be really cool. And if like you could take them out and maybe like displace them, maybe that's a big benefit for your warring faction or whatever your node, as you're kind of like pushing into an area. If you can kind of take out the mayor, maybe get rid of that buffs or, you know, things like that would be really, I mean, that's, to me, that just adds like so much like level of depth and like interesting mechanics. Cause then maybe like that, you know, maybe I've kind of mentioned in the past, like maybe you have like a group of rogues who are like sneaking behind enemy lines to like kind of do these types of things to have like an impact, which I love. Like anything that like kind of creates these new roles, you know, player created roles, especially not something that's just like a game mechanic role. But like, you know, having you do stuff like behind enemy lines, like covert ops, like I love stuff like that. I used to do that type of stuff in like Armor 3, all the time, like kind of go behind enemy scenes, like, you know, take like, you know, some diving equipment in the water and go get behind enemy lines and like stir up trouble. You know, you could even do that, like, which is really cool in World War II Online. You could like take do like a bombing run, like on factories that are like located deep within enemy territory. Very difficult to do, but if you were able to bomb these factories, like it had an impact on like the amount of equipment that players could actually get, like on the front lines, right? Because the factories were producing less. Like anything like that, like it's so interesting to me, because it just adds like a whole other level for players that really want to kind of immerse themselves in it. So I'm really excited. Like this is such like a like, so we probably could have like 10 episodes on this, like just kind of theorizing and talking about all the stuff that could happen. I won't go too crazy because again, I think that we probably will get some good information in the upcoming developer update, assuming, you know, they are going to kind of give us some information on Node Wars. It's kind of the expectation. But I'm so excited because this is the stuff I live for. Like, you know, particularly with an MMO, it's, you know, things that I love, like in Star Citizen that I'm playing right now is like, you know, there's all these kind of like things that you can kind of do. Like, I'm also watching Summit, who's playing Star Citizen too. Like he like sneaks onto people's ships, you know, like cargo ships as they're doing runs. Like he takes them out and he like steals like millions worth of like credits by like doing this, like all like these kind of like small kind of crazy mechanics that can happen. I think are really cool. And I think a Node War like potentially could lead to a lot of that. So I'm pumped. I really want to see what we can do and what we can get away with here.
Yeah, maybe we can. I could theorize on. Like, I was just thinking of something else I could theorize on, but probably not a good idea to dive too much into theorizing into tons of stuff. As much as I love doing it, because like I said, we got the dev update coming soon. Maybe we can kind of like set this up into moving into like theorizing maybe what the devs could talk about, or maybe what we want them to talk about, without diving in super deep about what we think about it for the dev update at the end of May.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I don't know if you have any,
because I got a good one. I was thinking this. I kind of mix this together. Like, so the game's gonna have seasons, right, and different biomes, right? Like, say, I'm trying to set this up without trying to make it like sound long. Like, will the devs maybe address, which they, I don't think they will, but I would, maybe in the future they will, or maybe when we're playing Alpha 2 they will, like say a desert biome goes to a war with like a forest biome, right? Would like the desert biome maybe have an advantage because, or no, sorry, I got that back. Would the forest biome have an advantage because they have like lots of trees? It's, I mean, I guess the enemy, the desert biome attacking the forest biome could have like an advantage because they could sneak through the forest and scout, and maybe the forest biome, forest node, I keep calling biomes, but the node would be in the forest biome. But like how would that play out? Like, there's going to be seasons. Like, what if it's snowing, it's winter, and like, will that slow down siege deployment and troop movement and stuff like that? I'm like interested to see how those, or maybe there's just a bad storm in the game, like it's thundering and lightning and who knows, like visibility drops or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll cover that in this one. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they had like a whole, and maybe that's something we could talk about too, because you know, I love weather, and I know you do too, like weather in games and like the impact it can have, and stuff like that. Like, it can be really, really fun and really cool. And I don't know if they'll go into it, but I'm really interested to see like if that will have an impact, you know, because that, again, that just adds another layer. Like, is, you know, because we did get to see a little bit of the desert biome in the last developer update, which is pretty cool. Like, it's curious, is like, you know, if you're a citizen in that desert node, like, do you have higher resistance like to maybe like You know, heat, like in the desert, like, is that going to be something that we're going to see? Is, you know, like maybe if you're in the desert and like you're a citizen there, or you're maybe your race is born there, whatever. Maybe you have like more of a natural tolerance to like the elements like that kind of pop up from it. Or is that going to be completely non-relevant, you know, to anything? But, you know, you would think like too, that is going to be a factor, like a big open desert. Like maybe that's going to make it, you know, better to be, you know, ranged class versus potentially being a, you know, melee class, because there's going to be all these kind of like, you know, long open sight lines versus, you know, being like, you know, maybe your nodes like in a forest, you know, where you can kind of sneak around and go from tree to tree. Like, you know, that's the stuff that can kind of add a lot of intrigue. But in terms of like what I don't know what I expect to see, I think maybe they're going to dig into, you know, maybe some of like the mechanics like castle sieges, you know, castle nodes. You know, giving us kind of like some information on that, because I think that's obviously going to play a really big part. We don't know 100% exactly how it's all going to work out, but it may be kind of focused on like the castle nodes and like the sieges themselves. Like, I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't actually attack, you know, a metropolis. Maybe you just attack like the castle node within it, and like that's how it kind of like the fate of that gets decided. But it's certainly going to be interesting to see. So I think maybe we'll get to see some of that. Maybe we'll get to see a little bit more of an update on, you know, how mechanically these things are going to work. You know, are we going to see like, are there going to be game mechanics that make it, you know, harder to do this versus, are there going to be limitations? Is it going to be truly open sandbox? Like anything goes, like if you want to declare war on somebody, you can declare war. So I think maybe that's what we'll get more of in this update.
Yeah, I guess mine was kind of like a wild card.
I would love to see that, by the way. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, Steven's talked a lot about how, you know, weather plays a role and stuff in the game. Like, if a mob is, like, it's raining out, you do more lightning damage, and there's synergy between classes and stuff like that. So, I would hope this same system would be in Node Wars, but I don't think it would be an absolute priority for them to talk about for this dev update.
We should definitely do a podcast on like weather, because, you know, obviously it does sound like it's going to have like an impact, or like weather and seasons, or, you know, something like that, because that's like I said, I love weather in games, especially when it has like a mechanical impact. Like if you've played a game like, if any of you out there, like The Long Dark, where, you know, it takes place kind of like in a super crazy, snowy, cold area. And like, this is like kind of like the whole game is like trying to survive this. Now, obviously, I don't think they're going to go that far, but it will be interesting.
You could just do any modern survival game, right? I mean, yeah. A lot of those are based around like surviving the elements, 7 days to die. Like, if you don't have the right clothes on, an Ark Survival Evolved at night sometimes. Like, this is... I mean, I'm not sure if I want that kind of systems in like Ashes, but it'd be interesting to see if like there was snow on the ground, it's winter, and it's like it's harder to set up and move siege equipment.
Yeah,
or in the snow or something.
Yeah, or if it's raining and, you know, maybe it's not like something you see,
you can't,
but
visibility,
muddy,
yeah.
Or visibility, yeah, like all these different things can kind of have like a big impact too. Or maybe they're in the desert, there's dust storms, you know, which you
yeah,
can
there
use
you go.
To, like, you know, to your advantage. Maybe it's harder to have combat, or you're slower, but maybe you're not as able to be seen. You can like sneak around, like, so like that's all like really interesting stuff that can kind of pop up like in a Node War based on like seasons and weather and stuff too.
Yeah, I think my guess is they're just gonna like, I don't think they really showed off Alpha 2 Node Wars yet, because like I said, Node Wars on the wiki does not have a lot of info. So I do think they're going to dive really hard into what the Alpha 2 updates are for the Node Wars, because I believe they had some functionality in Alpha 1 for these, but it wasn't like really fleshed out. And I believe in Alpha 2, it's going to, like I said, nodes are way more fleshed out now. So
yeah.
So hopefully maybe they'll actually have the systems in place so these kind of battles can happen in Alpha 2, like to a more, I'm trying to think of the word, maybe a more profound effect, I guess, like that it actually means something. Like if you raise a village in Alpha 2, it actually means something, right? For as in, whereas maybe it was maybe something visually, they just didn't implement it fully. Like, I'm just hoping, like, since nodes are, like, a core part of Ash is a creation. I'm hoping that, like I said, we're gonna have, like I said, it's still alpha, but I'm hoping we're gonna have a lot more stuff in there in general, just like to see.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious in the Alpha 2 front whether it'll be, if it feels like a kind of, trying to think of a good way to put it, like a cohesive experience, like you're just playing a game, or is it going to be more of like a testing? I mean, I'm sure it's going to be, it's obviously a testing bed, otherwise they wouldn't have an Alpha 2, but is it going to feel more like a testing bed, like you're just kind of jumping into, like, you know, like certain scenarios, like, hey, like, guys, we're doing a castle siege to test it out, or is this something that like just kind of will happen naturally? You know, curious to kind of just see how fleshed out things are, how, if it's going to be more of just like, hey, you're playing the game and like you're testing out all these different things, or is it more like, hey, we have like a designated kind of like, you know, setup to kind of test out X, Y, and Z, whether it's like, hey, we're going to actually do a node war and like see if like that can actually happen, you know, and see how it goes like with an Alpha 2 and kind of how it all plays out. So kind of, it'll be interesting.
My guess is like they're gonna be showing off what might be there. I mean, maybe they'll give some teasers for the future of Node Wars, but my guess is they're gonna be showing off is mostly what's gonna be there when Alpha 2 launches. Obviously, it won't all be there, but we're gonna get a good showing of what's in probably from day one when Alpha 2 starts. Like I said, not everything will be there,
Seems to be
but.
the trend. Like everything they show, they mention or connect with Alpha 2. So hopefully that kind of continues. And if node, if they're talking about node wars, hopefully that means we're going to get some node wars in Alpha 2.
So, again, me and reading wikis, I just happened to stumble upon this, right? How we were talking about how different biome types and races and node types might affect node wars, and I just found this right here to follow up on what we were talking about. Some leadership powers are specific to node types, biome, or dominant race. Others are universal. So there you go.
Yeah, that's
I guess
awesome.
being in a desert biome will give you specific leadership powers, and then it's based on also the node type and the dominant race in that node.
Yeah,
So there you go. I guess I just answered our own question.
like I say, it's like
See?
a treasure trove in the wiki. Like you just start clicking on like, you know, articles within articles, and you just find out more. So it's never ending.
It
But
is. This wiki's amazing. Don't get me wrong, but it like I said, it's so thorough. I gotta really dive into it. But that is cool. I'm actually glad I found that right here.
no, that's great. Like I think that, like I
So
said, any.
I'm interested to see what the differences are gonna be. Like you said, you were theorizing, so that I'm interested in that too.
Yeah, I love it. Anything that adds more depth, gives more of a role, gives more of like a meaning to like where you're from, where you're at, like being where you're a citizen at, and like things like that, I think is gonna be really, really fun. Like I just think that adds such a layer of depth. You know, and I doubt it'll be like so overwhelming like that. You know, you have like a massive advantage if you're like invading like a biome that's not familiar to you, but I hope it's like it gives like some purpose, some meaning. Again, anything that can kind of build that like sense of like, you know, hey, I belong to this node, like I'm a citizen here, you know, and like kind of gives you like a little bit of a benefit would be really cool.
Yeah, I just there is something like crazy. Like what if you were what if you were the mayor of the desert biome, right? And you could just summon sandstorms to make it harder
Yeah,
to attack. I'm going crazy with it,
sand
but
golems, who
there
knows?
are sandworms. Yeah, a little doom going on in here.
That'd be amazing.
But hopefully it won't be that crazy, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Another thing too, I really should have mentioned this. Maybe we need to start having a little bit at the beginning of the podcast too. Like if we find out any new like tidbits, because they've actually been releasing some stuff on Twitter. The developers, like they show, I watched a show, little mini showcase. I think it was like a small video. Like they were showing the fireball spell, and they were like, "Hey, do you guys like this?" Because it was kind of like a faster paced spell, where you're throwing out like multiple kind of like smaller fireballs, and they're like, "Hey, do you think this is good? Do you want something that's maybe slower and bigger?" Like, one of the things I did see too that I think was mentioned. I can't remember where. Maybe it was on Twitter. Maybe it was in Discord. Who knows? But I was like, you know, like, hey, are we going to get access? You know, they kind of mentioned this, but like, are we getting access to, you know, the character creator like before Alpha 2? And they seem to hint at like we definitely are, and maybe it's not as far away as we think. So who knows?
Is that Sorry to interrupt you again, but did they say if the access to the character creator would be under NDA though?
That I don't know.
So that means like we both have Alpha 2, so like if we did get access to it, we couldn't talk about it, unfortunately. But
I hope
I
they
do
don't.
Know when Alpha. I do know 100% for sure when Alpha 2 officially launches, the NDA is gone, so we can talk about anything in the game. You could stream the game. It's gone, but anything prior to official Alpha 2 starting, I believe, is under NDA, which unfortunately, I understand why they have NDAs, because like some stuff might not be ready to show, and they don't want to show it off in a state. I mean, I just don't know, but maybe someone will ask one of these questions at the dev update. I guess, I mean, I could maybe throw it out there at the next dev update too, is like, but yeah. So, as much as I would love to get early access to that soon, and we're getting close to June here, like, so, if, like I said, they're still on track for Q3, that's July 1st to end of September, they gotta be doing some of these spot testing or character creator thing testing things soon.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, as much as I would love to talk about it, it probably will be under NDA, so.
Yeah, who knows? Because, I mean, one of the things that was really cool and actually, I think generated a lot of buzz for the game prior to coming out was Dragon's Dogma 2 character creator, which was really crazy. Like, people came up with all different types of characters, and obviously they were kind of like, you know, making characters of, you know, famous characters and things like that, or like characters from the movies and things like that. So it could be like, you know, assuming everything is good, like that would be a, you know, I don't know anything about the character creator, how in-depth it is and all that, but like, you know, that could be a good way to kind of generate some buzz too, if, you know, they give access to the character creator and maybe let folks like post their like screenshots and stuff like that. So we'll see. It probably will be NDA, and, you know, but maybe not, because, you know, some cool things can kind of come out of it.
I do believe Steven said that eventually the character creator will be open to everyone, but I think when they first actually release it here, probably soon, it's going to be for Alpha 2 people only. So even if they did allow, even if it's not under NDA, only Alpha 2 people, I think, can actually participate in the character creator. So
yeah. And like I said, we don't know too how, we just don't know. Like, yeah, I would kind of expect that, but it's, you know, if the character creator is, if they said it's coming soon, TM, it'll be probably, if you would think of the character creators out, then we're probably not super far off, because it would be kind of rough to, you know, release the character creator. Let's just say at, I don't know, the middle June.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you again. But when did they post that on Twitter?
I don't remember. I was trying to scroll through and talk at the same time.
Oh, my bad.
But I would have to actually like go back. But I do remember seeing it somewhere. Maybe it was in Discord too. It was somewhere. But I remember somebody posting about it, and then they said like, yeah, it's you know, they are going to go ahead and the character creator will be coming, I think, before the release of Alpha 2. Again, maybe it's mid-June, and, you know, but it would be rough if they released, you know, Alpha 2 like at the beginning of September, just to have all that time with the character creator. So who knows, maybe the character creator access will kind of give us a hint that it's, you know, coming soon, the actual Alpha 2.
My guess is that the character creator is coming soon, that it might be something they throw in at the dev update at the end of May. It's just my guess. I mean, they did the Alpha 2 official announcement at one of the dev updates, at one of the end of the dev updates in late last year. So my guess is they would drop that during a dev update, like the one they're releasing the character creator.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
That's just my guess.
Yeah, that would be my guess too. Yeah, I was trying to search, but unfortunately Twitter is not very search friendly. Because I see some stuff from like 2022 about the character creator. This just kind of like them digging into like the character creator and the things. It actually looks pretty cool. So like maybe some people can do some really fun stuff with it. But yeah, so I may have been on Discord. I saw it somewhere, and it was definitely like an official Ashes thing. So we'll see. Like, I'm excited to just get my hands on anything, even if it's just a character creator.
Hopefully, I guess I guess I know we're talking about Node Wars, but we're also like getting ready for Alpha 2 here, so it's still all relevant. But hopefully they can, when they release the character creator in general, it will be easy to share, like how people, like, say someone makes a really cool looking character and you want to share it with someone, they have like a share code or something, or you can save it on your computer or something, or on their servers, so like people can share the look. I think you could do that in Black Desert Online, because that game has a crazy character creator, and you can save templates online and just browse through them. So it's like, maybe you're not as I'm not very creative, so I'd probably use a template, but maybe you're not super creative like me and you just want to browse through some templates that creative people created, so you could just pick that and then have at it. So that would be, I would love to see that for the character creator, like saved, whether it's codes, like you make this thing and it's a code and you put it in, or they have like a thing where you can post your coolest creations and just, you know, load it up and use it.
Yeah, which I love that they're doing. They're gonna release the character creator. I presume you'll be able to like take those into the Alpha 2, those characters you make there, because one of the things that's always tough, because you know, like I assume once we get Alpha 2 like access, I'm sure servers might struggle, but you know, you just want to get in the game. And I actually really like to like take some time and like make my character and kind of make them look cool, but it's hard to do that when like if you're trying to like rush into the game, you just want to get your hands on it, you want to get in the server. So hopefully we'll get access. I did find that tweet, by the way. It was posted May 13th, which is really not that long ago. It was like 5 days ago.
Okay,
where so... he was responding, someone asked, you know, when Steven announced the character creator release date, remind me, when was that again? And the response from the Ashes, official Ashes Twitter, was, we aim to have the character creator in the hands of players before the release of Alpha 2. So nothing definitive, but we should get access to it before Alpha 2. Again, we don't know if that's going to be like a month in advance. We don't know if it's going to be 2 weeks in advance. So we'll kind of see. But, you know, that was some information we found, which is cool.
In theory, Alpha 2 could start July 1st. So a month from release could be technically June 1st. So I'm just throwing that out there. That is technically 1 month from release. I do not think it's going to release in July. It would be nice if it did on July 1st. I do think we're getting so darn close to Alpha 2 here that they are going to have to start nailing down this date.
Yeah.
If they're going to meet quarter three. I do really think, at least, like I said, we're kind of getting a little off topic here, but the hype, the hype for Alpha 2 is getting.
I think we have expectations. We've got like a little Alpha 2 update, I feel like, every podcast. And I think that's okay.
Yeah.
It feels right around the corner, even if it's
September, the corner.
Who knows, or delayed. But.
Yeah, but like I said, I feel like when they did the last dev update at the end of April, that they are really pushing to get it out in Q3. I don't think they want to delay, at least just the way they were talking. Like I said, the end of April dev update, Steven was just saying, you know, they've been working a little harder than normal. I mean, like I said, we went over the milestones in the last of a dev update in our, when we did that podcast. And like I said, I really think they're trying hard to get this, to get it out in Q3, because I feel like once they get it in the hands of players, then they can really start doubling down on, or not doubling down, but like pushing out significant patches and cleaning up the game and getting all the content in a little better.
Yeah. Here's a little prediction as we kind of wrap up here. how long do you think this dev stream will be? Because I do think like the length is kind of telling to the fact that they have a lot of information to give. There's a lot of content in the game. Things are happening. I think the longest that we had that I am aware of was the commissions one, which was over 3 hours, I believe, in total, right? If you kind of factor in everything. But that's pretty long. So do you think we'll break 3 hours? Do you think we'll stay under 3 hours? Because, I mean, potentially something like this could be massive, right?
Steven did warn that it was going to be a large, like at the end of April, he said it was the next one. April's was kind of short, I think. Now, I see what you're saying, you count the whole stream, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like some warm-up time and all that stuff, but...
Yeah, there's warm-up time, there's questions and, you know, like stuff like that, but I'll give you two guesses. Well, my guess is like, it might be a 3-hour stream. kind of like the fighter stream, because that had 90 plus minutes of in-game footage, which was kind of crazy if you think about it. And since if it is going to be Node Wars, which most people think it is, and Steven kind of teased it, but this is a huge system. So this could, in theory, be one of their biggest dev updates ever, in my opinion. But it also could be not as big as we think, because they're working really hard to get the Alpha 2 out. So I'm so conflicted on that.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you. It's definitely, I feel like there'll probably be no in between. Either it'll be like a shorter one, kind of like the nighttime lighting and like the wand preview and stuff like that, or it'll be a massive one. I'm hoping more for the massive one, obviously, because it means more fun to kind of watch and listen to and all that good stuff. But it also, again, I think it hints at like, hey, like if this major feature is like really in-depth, like super showcased, then that probably does mean we're getting pretty close to a release. Maybe it's not July 1st, but you know, maybe it's, you know, August or, you know, something like that. We're closer than we think, and it's actually going to happen. That's the big thing too. Is it actually going to happen? Will they have to delay it? Right. Those things can happen, but, I mean, they're still pushing strong on it. So
you know, I want to take it one step further, you know, like how we're trying to predict the debt, like they could do, like in theory, I know I'm a theory master here at this point. This could be their biggest dev update ever, but this could be the last big update before Alpha 2. They might do, like, at the end of June, a much smaller update.
Sure.
So, like, if this one's massive in size, like, if it's their biggest dev update ever, like, if the dev update, I know I'm going crazy with this, but if the dev update starts and, like, this is our biggest update ever, I might actually be thinking they may start saying when Alpha 2 might get close to drop. They may, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they may drop the month. Like if Steven starts the dev update and he's like, this is our most massive, mind-blowing dev update ever, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some big news in that update also.
Yeah, and you never know, too. Like, there's a lot of ways to look at it. Like, because I, you know, I've seen games that release, like, and they give, like, smaller updates as they're getting closer to release, because they're just so locked in, they're so focused, they're not wasting time, you know, on, like, you know, getting developers to come on streams. Like, they're just locked in, and, or, you know, sometimes they do a big, massive reveal, and so, you know, we don't know where we're going to get quite yet, but I think this, definitely this, not to hype things up too much, but this kind of, hopefully, Node Wars developer stream will be an indication of what direction we're going into or how close we're getting. But yeah
I gotta look for little hints in the dev. Like, I mean, I'll be taking notes for our follow-up podcast for that, so if I notice any of that,
no, definitely
I will definitely take a note on it, and I guess we'll see, right? I mean, like I said, Steven kind of said it would be a big kind of hinted at it during the last one, so
yeah.
I mean,
usually
my guess is it probably the last big one, because Alpha 2 is so close. And I'm not actually, I hate doing this again, I know the podcast is getting kind of long now, but I'm kind of interested to see how they do dev updates after Alpha 2 launches. Are they going to involve Alpha 2 players and like maybe do more community outreach with podcasts or just even content creators?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Or will the dev updates be more like, oh, well, this is what's coming in Alpha 2 next, and maybe it's, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they do dev updates after Alpha 2 actually launches, because people are actually playing the game then.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And it's going to be interesting too, because like you said, like, you know, if Alpha 2 is ongoing, right, that's going to be a game changer. Are they going to be more in like, hey, we're taking feedback, we're trying to get it all in? Like, maybe that's even something we could look at doing too. Like, hey, like, gathering some feedback, talking about it, maybe discussing a little bit, because there's going to be a ton of it for Alpha 2. There's no,
I would love
that.
To. Yeah, because I would like, my guess is most of the dev updates after Alpha 2 launches is going to be like future stuff coming to Alpha 2. But I would also like to see them throwing a dev update in there where like maybe they get a lot of people on the server together and we all participate in like a big Node War or something, just to show it off on an actual grand scale, just get, you know, as a dev update, just to show them,
yeah,
like, this is what it's like. It's not done yet, but this is what it's like.
No, definitely.
So far.
definitely.
That would be fun.
No, I agree. I think that'd be really exciting. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss before we kind of wrap things up here, or?
No, I know I've been a little going a little hypey today, and I know I should temper. I mean, I'm excited. I know Steven says always temper your expectations. It's an actual alpha. I'm excited still, even though it's an alpha, but I know what an alpha entails. So like, just gonna I'm just gonna just do what Steven told me to do. He just said, just remind people, you can get excited, but just, remember this is alpha. It's gonna be buggy. It's gonna be broken. Servers might not work day one. So
Yeah.
be excited, but be realistic. So that's all I'm gonna throw in there.
I definitely think there's a medium. Like, I'm playing Star Citizen, the game has a lot of, issues still. But I just try to enjoy and embrace like the stuff that's upcoming, the stuff that's currently in, the stuff that's added, the stuff that's fun. So I'm really excited, for this. But again, I know it's gonna be it'll probably be there's gonna be issues. So I think that's important too. But yeah, I think
Yeah.
we'll go ahead and wrap things up here. Again, hopefully you enjoyed us kind of just digging into a little theory, a little bit of theory crafting. We love doing that here. Doing a little bit of, predictions, kind of getting ready and maybe a little bit of hype building, which is, I mean, I enjoy doing, even though again, keep your enthusiasm somewhat realistic or you're tempered. But yeah, so I think next week the plan of the moment is to talk about mayors kind of in their roles within Ashes, because they actually play pretty massive roles. We touched on it briefly, but they can affect a lot of different things within nodes, and so we kind of wanted to dig into that, because again, we're kind of building up to the idea that there's going to be a node war. Devastation will be really awkward if it's not for us, but we're kind of building up to the idea that there's maybe going to be some node wars, and mayors potentially play a pretty huge role in that. So we may chat about that, kind of dig into it, and there actually is a lot of information about mayors and everything that they can do. So that is for next week, though. Hopefully, again, you enjoyed listening to this week. Again, if you're on YouTube, I'll mention again, subscribe, like, comments. I don't like to spend too much time on it, but it does make a difference when you all hit that like button, when you subscribe. We're slowly trickling up. We hit 10 subscribers, hey, which I'm excited for. So just keep hitting that like button, comment if you want to see us talk about anything in particular, or if you disagree or you agree with anything we're saying, feel free to correct us as well. Join our Discord as well if you want to kind of hop into the conversation. Again, the link down below in the description. Leave us a review on your podcast service of choice. We would love to hear what you have to say there. And thanks for joining this week. We're really, really excited to kind of see this upcoming dev stream here in a couple of weeks. So appreciate it, and we will see you all next time.
See you all next time.